Hello, friendly people out there on the podcast world. Welcome back to Vodka, Sofa and Lies. I'm annoying and Lisa Hamilton.
And I'm Dan Morrison. I'm also annoying.
So glad I found you.
The worst.
We really are. Well.
What?
It was like a well. Okay. Haven't we just had a week
since? And I can't believe we're back again.
Yeah, I know.
We've been taking unexpected breaks for no reason. Mm-hmm. And we actually made it back now.
As you know, our life motto is consistency isn't key. Mm-hmm. And we're sticking to it. Yeah. However, bucking the trend this week, we have got to let you guys know about our hot competition, our second one that we brought into the fold. Obviously, there is a bottle of Ed Sheeran branded tomato sauce.
The name Ed Sheeran makes me shiver.
Why?
Because I hate him so much. He's one of the only artists on Spotify that I've like blocked, like unfollowed, so he can't pop up in any playlist.
What do you mean?
He's the worst.
Everyone loves Ed Sheeran. He's widely known as the nicest person in the music industry.
Can't stand him. Don't listen to a single one of his songs.
Why?
He's annoying.
I need to know why. Because give me a good reason.
The main thing was when he had that whole like, oh, I've lost the body weight kind of thing. And he came back and then his song was like Shape of You. And I was just like, oh my God, you dropped a few pounds. It doesn't mean like you can start like doing these like body songs kind of thing. It was just a bit like, ugh, he just made me feel sick.
Sounds like you're jealous, fatty.
And this is where the podcast ends. I am leaving now. Guys, it's been a ride. It's time for me to leave. I've been called a fat cunt by my co-host and I'm out. Thank you.
Speaking of cunts. The competition was, we were asking people to tell us how many times we said dog cunt in the dog cunt special. Mm-hmm. Now, because we're bad people, we didn't care to count how many there were. I would hazard a guess at maybe in the 40 mark.
40 plus at least.
40 plus. With that being said, we still need to give away this bottle of tomato sauce and a speaker.
Yes.
That goes along with it.
You forgot to mention the speaker in the first part of the episode, so that's probably why a lot of people didn't enter, because they turned off before you actually said, oh, hey, there's also a speaker involved with the tomato sauce bottle.
What? The allure of a condiment wasn't enough to get people entering?
That is true. That is all that's in my fridge. Like when my parents come over to my house, they think I'm starving myself because all I have is condiments and nothing else in the fridge.
Well, clearly you're not starving yourself.
There's a bottle of Yellow Glen as well that's sitting in there.
How
that
old?
I won at work. It's not open, but it's quite old. It's just been sitting there because anytime, even if I like ever brought someone back to my place and it's like, would you like a drink? And then all I have is Yellow Glen. Even people, even if they're in a state of drunk already, they'll still be like, not that shit.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Everyone's smart enough to know not to drink the Yellow Glen.
I would almost not tell them that you've just say I've got nothing.
Because I basically do have nothing. If I open up the fridge, it is just condiments.
Yeah, but don't say you've got anything to offer because your stocks go down. If people think that you're stocking Yellow Glen.
No, I scream. I go, I'm so sorry. I want it.
You have to fully explain why you have it.
Yeah, and that's why I haven't drunk it because I don't like it either. We're the same.
I honestly
still sleep with me, please.
I think you should honestly throw it out because you're not going to get laid.
That's
even if
true.
They peep it somewhere in your apartment, mm-hmm. like get it gone.
Get it gone. Get it good.
Get it out of there. Okay. So
solid advice.
Apologies for not letting you know that there is indeed a Bluetooth speaker that comes along with the prize. Small catch. It's in the shape of a bottle of tomato sauce. So
that's fun though.
It is.
It can sit at a barbecue unbeknownst to other people.
Oh, I'd love to see some drunk fucker trying to squeeze sauce out onto their...
While Ed Sheeran is playing.
Is that your nightmare?
Oh, fuck. Cold shivers and it's going to be my nightmare tonight. Watch me come in tomorrow morning to work shaking.
Yeah, in the corner.
Yeah, didn't sleep.
Okay, so we did have a couple of entries. We were hoping that it was going to make our Instagram engagement through the roof. By the way, it's at Vodka Sofa Lies. We're actually jumping up with the followers.
Mm-hmm. Quite slowly.
Yeah, quite.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends to follow us for some mediocre memes and every now and then we get a bit drunk and put up a picture of ourselves.
Yeah. We're due for one.
Yeah, actually.
Tomorrow
night. Yeah, we're getting on the Yellow Glen tomorrow night, so who knows what could happen.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so a couple of entries. As I said, we don't know what the answer is, so we're just going to go ahead and choose
a lucky winner.
A lucky winner, a loyal listener who has been with us from the beginning, mm-hmm. Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
She guessed 83.
That sounds about right.
That sounds about right, mm-hmm. and it also sounds wrong. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
it's so yours. Isabel, please let us know best postal address, mm-hmm. and you've got just some tomato sauce speaker coming your way. And if you don't invite us over for a barbecue,
we'll come back and steal it from the house.
So, yeah.
Also, if this is the first time you're ever listening to our show and you just think we're giving away really shit prizes, there's other stuff to come.
Not really.
No, well, yeah, true.
I mean, pretty much just give away
shit. That's the same quality of talk anyway.
Yeah.
Beyond this.
And rest assured, there'll be more shit prizes.
Mm-hmm.
We can promise you that.
Yeah.
We just can't promise that we will release an episode every week.
No. Nothing don't, top tier here.
Don't expect too much of
including
us.
Our commitment. Bombshell. Big Australian bombshell. We have a pregnancy to talk about of two stars.
Why did you just begin that like you yourself are a walking Daily Mail article? Bombshell.
It's my dream to bombshell. Be a walking Daily Mail article.
You're an article.
Where you get the whole story in a headline. Yeah. I love it. I'm for it.
Bombshell.
Wait, bombshell? Bombshell.
Just like seeing a young person use the word bombshell.
I'm fairly not young no more. What? That wasn't even a sentence. Barely young. Oh, God. The words escape my dang mouth.
You've had a Yellow Glen before this. I know it.
Yeah, I can tell.
Who's pregnant?
Cyrell of Maths fame.
Yes.
If you didn't know, she's dating Eden from last season of Love Island Australia.
Yes. I thought this was a fomance.
I thought this was a fake story.
Yeah. Well, she did caption the announcement with, when you get paid $2,000 to have a baby.
Does that? Okay. So I was trying to unpack this in my head. So this was new idea had told her, if you get pregnant, you can sell the photos to us for $2,000, and that made her get pregnant. Is that what's happened here?
Oh, okay. So I see what you're saying. I just assume that she was paid $2,000 for the photo shoot and was not meant to disclose that information and just like made a joke about it.
But similar thing.
Similar
as
thing.
In like still she got $2,000 for the photos, but I'm just thinking they saw the $2,000 price tag on them boning and having a kid that they actually went through with it.
$2,000 isn't a lot.
It's definitely not a lot.
It's definitely not worth. Not a lot to have a baby.
Yeah. It's not going to help fund the baby either.
Because, well, as I've heard, they cost a bit of money.
Yeah, a little bit.
Upwards of $2,000.
Yeah.
I was trying to put a number on it, but I don't know. Are they $1 million or?
Something like that by the time they're dead.
$1 million that your child costs you.
Okay, we always say things that are completely unsubstantiated.
No, it's fact.
Yeah, it's fact now.
Bombshell, kids cost $1 million.
There you go.
Forever.
Yeah.
Run with it.
Yeah.
Now,
well, Daily Mail will pick it up.
Yeah, absolutely. You are Daily Mail. Okay, so.
My initials are DM. Look.
Sorry for breathing air, but I couldn't laugh.
Yeah, she was going to hit me.
Oh, my God.
She wanted to hit me.
Sometimes you're just quite pure. Like you're a filthy, filthy person and then you say, tell me that your initials are DM.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, so obviously this is a disaster waiting to happen and I don't like to speak ill of a baby, but like there's no way that this is going to end good for all parties involved.
I'm worried for this child.
Yeah. He's obviously, I think it must be said straight off the bat, he's not going to be raising the child.
No, I would almost say neither would be raising the child.
Yeah.
I think maybe Cyril's mother might.
Oh, she'd love
the one that said don't swear in front of the food.
Don't swear in front of the food.
She
yeah.
would yeah. she would raise the child.
What do you think Cyril's psycho older brother thinks of all of this?
He will want to murder Eden.
Yeah.
100%.
Ooh, I'd like to see that happen. Now, of course, all of this negative press came out off the back of it. People started saying it's a publicity stunt, this baby.
You wouldn't think, would you?
That came as a shock to me.
Yeah.
I didn't draw that connection.
No.
Especially when
none of us would.
When you write the caption, when you get paid $2K to have a baby.
Yeah.
I don't immediately go, oh, what's going on here?
There's no dots to connect there.
No.
No.
But, I mean, Cyril maintains that, yes, it was an unplanned pregnancy, mm-hmm. but she doesn't want people to shit all over her baby.
No.
And it's not for publicity.
Did you know who has been shitting all over their baby?
Okay, I think we need to stop saying shitting on babies.
Yeah, no. Shitting all over their pregnancy. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's been shitting on a baby?
No
Tell
one's
me.
Been, no one. Jess Power.
Oh, she seems like a baby shitter.
Yeah. So she took to Instagram to say that while she was happy for them, she hopes they understand what they're getting themselves into.
Does she know?
Know what?
What they're getting themselves into, like.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. Oh, wait. She doesn't have a child.
No. Well, not that we know of.
She also replied to a post on an Instagram account for Math saying, I happily chose to use contraceptive as I feel a baby is a big game changer.
So she's now informing the wider online community what contraception does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Learning.
Yeah.
Learning and living.
And apparently, I didn't know this either, Eden approached her before he got with Cyril and said that
what?
They could make...
What?
So Eden approached her and said, this is what she said about him. He told me how much money and publicity we could get pretending we were together, but I wasn't interested because I was trying to make it work with Dan. So this was like not long after the show. And she goes, it must have hurt his ego when I shut him down because as soon as I said no, he leaked text messages between us and the real Eden came out.
And so I never saw those leaked text messages.
No, I didn't see any of this shit. I just like found out when she was like commenting about the baby and stuff that she is like talking about all this shit.
I will say this. I would find Eden and Jess better suited
same here.
Than Eden and Cyril.
Because I mean, also Eden's almost trash. Like Dan interchangeable as well.
Exactly.
So it's like, yeah, it's a perfect fit.
It's like you like to say the Lego head. Remember that time I hooked up with a block of Lego and you said, Yes. You've hooked up with a Lego.
Yes. That's what they both are.
Yeah.
Eden and Dan are Lego heads.
No movement, no fluidity, just block on the head,
mm-hmm.
square up and down.
Yeah. And do you think they'd pump like that during sex as well? Just like fully like almost like a Lego, like if you're moving the waist back and forward, just like a fucking.
Very rigid. If mm-hmm. I'm to sort of go there now and put myself in that. Mm-hmm. Dan or Eden.
Eden. Okay.
No, Dan.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. They're both problematic.
Yes.
All right, go ahead, both then.
Okay, both at the same time.
We'll go on the spit.
Yeah.
And that actually works better for the Lego.
Yeah.
Because you're getting a stern base
mm-hmm.
at the back.
Yeah.
And a sturdy something at the front there.
Yeah.
So that's my answer.
Yeah, and if you're one of those like Lego people that have the holes that all connect into each other anyway,
yeah.
you can almost create a building at the end of it.
Yeah.
Like a real like Eiffel Tower.
I reckon I could almost sort of be done and then fall asleep like that and just...
Ooh, don't say fall asleep because then you're getting raped.
No, after.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. Okay.
Of course, after I've been to the bathroom so I don't get a UTI because I have a tiny urethra and am very susceptible to UTIs. Ladies.
That's good to know.
Wear cotton underwear, pee after sex, don't make the mistakes so many women have made before. UTIs are painful. You know what I'm saying?
And so are pregnancies.
No, do you know what I'm saying?
I haven't had a UTI, so I can't.
Is it
relate.
Different for boys when you get a UTI?
I honestly didn't know boys could get UTIs. I'm so naive. Sorry.
Well, maybe you should hit up Jessica Power and get like a sex ed. Toot from her if she's dishing out.
Because she's so knowledgeable.
Yeah, she's dishing out information
and all that stuff.
Well, she is the one that has just taught us that using contraception means you don't have a you can't have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she could teach you a thing or two about preventing UTIs. Although, if you mm-hmm. haven't had one, maybe you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I just said job.
Yeah, dick job.
Okay. So the baby, how far along are they at this point? Do we know?
No, she showed an ultrasound, like little video on her phone.
Beyond 12 weeks.
Yeah, and it looked like an actual like baby in there. But who knows if she was just playing a YouTube video? Who knows?
Well, like no shit, it's an actual baby in there.
Yes.
But I mean,
sorry, what do you mean by that?
Well, you said it looked like there was an actual baby in there, but like
yeah, no, but can't you get like an ultrasound where it still looks like a potato or something?
I think the 12-week scan, you look quite
well, you just said like a 12-week scan, so are they 12 weeks long? I just told you I didn't know how long it'd been up, but it could look like a baby.
Well, I just pulled that out of, like, you and here are two people who've never had a child.
Never had a children.
Never had a children. And here we are trying to say as fact things about women's reproductive parts.
Do you know what's, like, tough? Like, we sit here and talk to each other and, like, we always, like, acknowledge how fucking stupid we are. But then I have to sit here after we record this and then start editing it afterwards and then hear it again in detail over and over again about how fucking stupid we are. And I just sit there going, oh, God, I should be ashamed of myself.
Does it make you, like, even more stupid?
Yeah, like I'm getting dumber from listening from us, listening to us. See, look, I couldn't even speak then. This is what happens. I don't know, like.
Okay, so I am shocked that it's Cyrell that's the first one pregnant from this series because, of course, everyone thought it was going to be Jules and Cam.
Yes, and we saw a weird nude photo of Cam the other day.
Oh, my God, we did. Yeah. And we were trying to work out if we could leak it, but we.
It looked like a photo shoot. It wasn't like a nude, like he didn't have his like legs behind his ears or anything like that. It was just like, it was an artfully like posed photo.
See, I don't think.
On a farm.
Yeah, in front of like a hay bale.
Yeah.
He looked like a centaur.
Yeah.
So it was.
His body was twisting in a weird
way. His body was twisting. So it was like.
Covering the dick.
The torso.
Yeah.
And then as if he had a horse body out the back.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice the horse body out the back, but yes, I have the visual in my head now.
Well, this is why I didn't think that it was a photo shoot. It looked to me like a fantasy painting.
Mm-hmm. That you'd painted in your own mind.
Yes, and I was like, how did they get their hands on that? It's amazing what 3D printing can do these days mm-hmm. from my mind.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if you could 3D print things from your mind?
Oh, can you imagine the graphic porn novels you could release?
Mm.
Because it's like one thing to draw those things. Have you ever seen one of those? It's like a graphic porn novel and you can get them in Japan.
I've seen porn.
Okay, so think about like a Spider-Man cartoon. Oh,
and I see those little ads when I'm like on porn sites and it's like got the animated versions of like pornos and stuff on the side. So I feel like I'm there.
Okay, so now think about Spider-Man.
Okay.
If Spider-Man had no Spidey suit
mm-hmm.
and was about to bukkake mm-hmm. all over some ladies.
Okay.
But instead of the web shooting out from his wrist, it's shooting out from his dick.
Okay.
And see, I've just made that up just then.
You are like a creative. Like yeah. That's the only way to describe you.
A filthy creative.
Yeah.
And so that's what I mean. Like if I can just come up with that in 1 second, mm-hmm. imagine what I could come up with if I really put my mind to it
yeah.
and then print that.
It'd be an artwork. Seriously.
Maybe that's what we should be doing mm-hmm. instead of this. Or that's what we should do for our next competition. We should find a graphic artist to make two drawings of our darkest sexual thought and then give that away to someone who wants it.
People are just going to start turning off at this point.
Do you think so? Because I reckon when we started talking about alien egg sex, that yeah. was a huge spike for us.
Yeah.
In engagement.
People seemed, well, to be honest, it was new information at the yeah. same time.
Because it was educational.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, I'm not saying it to be dirty. No. I'm saying it to educate people that if you so choose, you can get an egg penis that will insert egg alien eggs. Wait, an alien penis that will insert alien eggs into a hole of your choice.
Yeah.
I'm not. Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you. There. I'm just letting you know.
And you're letting me know that there's all this porn out there that I haven't explored yet. I don't think I could watch animated porn. I've like never clicked into any of that.
Okay. Well, never say never.
Yeah, never say never, but just never.
You're a young, open-minded man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I paused before saying man.
Yeah, I know. You had to question what that was. You don't trust this look.
Anyway, I wish Cyrell and Eden all the best.
That's exactly. Do you know what? I'm just going to sign off on this with what Jess said. She goes, despite our differences, a baby is innocent and I wish them well for the future.
Mm, stunning.
Amen, sister.
Oh, no. Okay, guys, we are at the halfway mark for the current season of Survivor Australia. So we thought it was best to check back in and we're going to try to give a well-rounded update on the state of play without just saying who we want to fuck and who we want to kill.
I still want to fuck Sean.
It must be said.
Yeah.
The horse.
Yeah.
Of course, that conjures up something very saucy in my mind every time they call him the horse. Because it's not just the stature. You know he's packing heat.
He's a tall boy.
Well, he's wearing DTs.
What's a DT?
Dick togs.
What's a dick? Like as in Speedos?
Yeah.
What does that mean about a big dick, though?
What do you mean?
Like what's the correlation between a Speedo and a big dick?
Well, you can see that he's wearing Speedos, so you can see his bulge.
I don't think when it's a black Speedo, I feel like it's just like nothing, like I can't see anything.
I'm going to ask you kindly to back off. I've been.
Back off what? I'm saying I can't see anything.
What you're trying to say is that he doesn't have a big penis.
I'm not claiming he doesn't. I'm just saying I have not seen it. Just saying, I have not seen it.
I didn't want to start off like this.
Yes, I was going to say, this went wrong so quickly and I know I did this, but I'm sorry. Let's talk about the show.
Yes. Okay, so halfway through, we've merged.
Yeah.
I love when it goes to merge.
Because everyone starts losing their minds.
Yes. Because all of your alliances that you thought were good.
Are dead.
Are going to start going away because you're going to start picking people off.
Yeah.
And I love it and I hate it because I know that it means that it's coming to an end soon. And what else do I have to look forward to?
Absolutely nothing.
I'm very pleased with all the contestants that are in Merge at the moment.
That are still there.
That are still there. You don't agree.
I've got two that I'm like need to go as in like they're not giving me enough. Not that I... Because there's people on there that I still hate that I'm like, thank God you're still on the show.
Yes.
Because it gives me that fire.
Exactly,
but
you need it.
I need to flag Simon and Abby as two people that are giving me nothing. Simon, I believe, is an actual mute. Like, I don't know if he can speak.
Yes.
And Abby has just been a little tag along the entire time. And I'm just like, no, ma'am.
I'm going to say something to you that I don't say often.
Okay.
I agree with you.
I was waiting for you wrong.
No.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But I do have a theory as to why you think Simon's a mute. He is obviously a nice human being.
Yeah.
And is not stirring up any shit. So why would they give him airtime? So I think he's been speaking, but
he's just so boring that he doesn't get airtime from it.
I'm sure he's saying like, hi, would you like me to go and fill up your water for you? Would you like me to crack a coconut for you?
Mm-hmm.
Boring.
Yeah, snoosh.
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
No, and we haven't been seeing it because they just don't use him.
No. I actually just keep forgetting that he is there.
Yeah.
Abby, okay, I don't want to say I hate her because I think she's a friend of a friend. Oh, don't hate me. Okay, so
questionable.
Well, she's an AFL player and she was a part of the inaugural team that took out the championship. And
you know someone on that team.
And I know someone who was involved in that team in some capacity. I'm not at liberty to say because I don't want to throw this person under the bus, and I just want them to know they did a great job in what they did, but this girl is annoying me.
Can you reach out to that person and find out if they do know her and get some inside goss, please?
Yes.
Okay. We need this.
I'll put it at the bottom of my list of things to do. So I just... She is a bit of a sheep at this point.
Yeah, because she's just been hanging out with like old Pia and Janine.
But likes to think that she is super strong, which is why I was so happy when Baden beat her at that challenge, you know, when they were doing the monkey bars.
Oh, yeah.
And he just fully smoked her. Yeah. And I was like, the guy weighs 2 kilos.
But that's also why he can smoke her monkey bars, because he weighs 2 kilos.
Regardless.
Yeah, but still, it's great.
Like, on monkey bars, you still need, like, some upper body strength and some capacity to get you across.
Just on Baden quickly.
Yeah.
I feel like he's having a fun time. I think he's just enjoying himself there.
I'm so stoked for him. When he first popped onto the show and they did his package, and, you know, quite clearly he's lacking in some social skills and he's a bit of a recluse, and then he's just living his best life. I really like the dynamic between him and Moustache John.
Yes.
I think
Moustache John.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to get down this road again. Great. Great guy.
Great looking fella.
Yeah, I would fuck him.
Yeah, that we would both like to... for me, I'd like to take him to the outback, go to a pub, jump up on that tin roof and bone and eat corn and wait for the rains to come in. You know what
that
I'm saying?
That is such a sexy McCain ad that I didn't know I needed in my life.
And let me tell you, if he's involved, the reins are a coming downstairs.
Yes. And so is that roof.
Yeah. So we just sort of start coming everywhere, and people downstairs are like, oh my God, the reins are here.
Okay. We got the joke without you explaining it. We understood the rain was come.
Okay.
So didn't need the full "we're coming everywhere."
Yeah.
And then people say the reins are here.
Sometimes you got to spell it out for people. And sometimes you don't.
Yeah. And you have.
Thank you.
And here we are.
And then we have a chicken palmy after.
I think John's quite good at the game, because I think he's stronger than he's letting on, and he's trying to play it like he's not as good so that he gets through to the end, and then he just like is going to switch it on at some point.
You've got a theory, and I like it, but I think he could go quite far even if he doesn't switch on, because he's such a likable guy
that people just keep him around for that. But the thing is as well, because I think you can't be too strong right now, because then you just become a target immediately.
I think he's done well to go out early in that first individual challenge.
He doesn't look suspicious.
Yeah. So it's like he's not a huge threat. You Luke.
Okay. We think very differently about Luke.
Yes.
I can't stand the kid. You.
I can stand him.
No.
And I also think if we go back and check the tapes and go back to our initial Survivor episode, I said, I think I might be into him.
Yeah. And you also said he has quite long nipples as well.
Yes. I haven't seen too much of them since. But I can confirm at the halfway mark, firmly attracted.
Oh, absolutely not. He is just white trash Bogan, and just reminds me of too many people from back home.
Yeah, but isn't this? It's like
there's nothing charming about that. I don't know why people say that, and they're like, "Oh, think it like in his kid's situation as well. Like, feel sorry for him."
He's endearing, and one thing I hope he will do is say, "See you later," to Dave.
No. I like their dumb relationship. Also, I just have to say quickly on him, when they had that like open air cinema thing with like the popcorn and the chocolates.
Oh, when he was crying and eating the cornetto.
And also looking for an idol, and him just like glancing at the TV with his like sobbing eyes. That was one of the most horrific things I've seen, but hilarious.
Hilarious. But that's why I like him as well, because you're getting get those moments. So
he's
not self-aware
enough for it, where I feel like someone like David is a little more self-aware in those situations of what an absolute fucking idiot he looks like.
I don't like him.
Love him.
Okay.
Love David.
He's definitely a good player and you need the villain. So.
And I love me a villain.
Yeah.
And he's playing the job so goddamn well.
Yeah. I do want him to go because
he's
I just want
to
see
it
that.
To the end.
No. Because he's too evil and he's cut too many people at this point.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Janine, the godmother.
Boost juice, fucking hell.
She's got to go.
She annoys me on a different kind of level.
Yeah.
The amazing thing, like every time they go to tribal council and every time they've kind of mentioned she's the leader, she always says like, we're not elite. Like, I'm not the leader. We don't have a leader. And then she just speaks for the entire fucking ceremony and explains how she's not the leader and how everyone's contributing, but she's the only one fucking speaking.
Yeah. What really grinds my gears is the unrelenting business woman analogies.
Yeah.
So when I run my company, this is why I do this and you can do that and Survivor 2 and I'm like, shut up.
Her acting like everyone's the same in business as if like she's like on the same level as like those people at the counters at fucking Boost Juices. No, bitch.
No.
You do not think
so you're
you
not,
are the same.
So you're not the leader. You're not taking a 5,000% bigger paycheck than them.
Yeah.
My friend Christine worked at Boost Juice at Pacific Fair on the Gold Coast and she got one really ripped right arm because of scooping from that all day.
Ripped right arm. What does that mean?
Like she got a really muscly right arm because you're forever just scooping from that one arm. And that's not a perk that you want.
No.
She certainly didn't get paid well.
No. Well, it's like it's a fucking job. Like one of those... Retail. I was gonna say retail. So what is it? What do you call it? Hospitality? No. What is that called? When you serve food to people, but you're at a counter. Is there a name for that?
I don't know, man.
My brain's not working.
I don't know what you want.
It's
from
never
me.
Working.
Okay.
It's a shit kicker job. What I'm saying is a shit kicker job.
True.
Like too bad, too sad.
Huge respects to anyone out there doing those kinds of jobs. Though.
We appreciate the hell out of you.
We abuse.
And you should be getting paid more.
Your services every weekend. Okay, Harry.
He's.
Come out of his shell?
Yeah, a little bit.
You thought he was gay?
I did think he was a big gay with the last time we spoke about him.
And I said no.
And he wasn't. He had a girlfriend by the next few episodes.
Yeah. And a child and then not a child.
Yeah.
I'm loving his game.
Oh, that's the thing. I do love it as well. But his game is, oh, God, I got to find an idol. Although now he's kind of trying to play with Janine a bit and she's maybe coming around.
Yeah, but like, oh, God, I've got to find an idol. That's surviving.
No,
you got
to
survive.
Yeah.
So he's doing it by any means possible. And the fact that he's still here, I'm a little bit sad that Matt kind of copped the end of that. But
because he was unhinged as well. I would have liked to seen him gone further just because he was slowly losing his mind.
Yeah, and every time he got to a challenge and the full bro came out.
Yeah.
You know, the beating of the chest, bro.
Yeah, and just like screaming at
him,
man. Like, that's what it's about. That's
man.
That's why you're here. Shut up.
I'm going to miss that.
And the only one we haven't talked about is Miss... Oh, no, two, actually. Pia,
who's now thinking that she's going to kind of start to make her moves, which I'm going to be truly, truly happy to see her leave Janine. She's going to blindside Janine. I know it.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. And Daisy. Well, Daisy just wants to fuck Sean, so can we blame 100%. Her for that?
No, I'm Daisy.
Yeah.
We're all Daisy.
Yeah, I see a lot of myself in her.
Yeah.
And honestly, get it, sis.
Oh, my God.
Looking at that lineup, who do you think's going to win?
I think Daisy's in with a good chance.
No, I think she's...
You don't think so?
No, I think she's going to get picked off.
I think... Okay, I'm going to say final three.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... John.
Yeah.
Baden.
Yeah.
And Daisy.
Okay. Final three, I'm going to say Luke.
Mm. Oh, God. He can't make it to the end because people will vote for him because they feel sorry for him. And that's why he can't go to the final three.
Like, shouldn't he get the $500,000?
Absolutely not.
He's got some sick kids.
Oh, my God. See, you are like everyone else. People can still be trash and still have darkness to them.
Okay, I know, looking at you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I think Luke, Pia, and John.
Okay.
And that's the tea.
That's the tea, sis.
Okay. So
we'll
check back in at the finale.
At the end.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this.
I know, me too.
But also I don't want it to end because I'm actually really fucking enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like it's really like brightening my days.
Me too. I'm sad that it's not on more days during the week.
No, I could watch it every day of the week easily. Too.
Which do you prefer, Survivor or Love Island?
Ooh, I would say Survivor just because I've like been sticking with it for a bit longer. So you've only had like the experience of like, you only started Survivor last year where I, when it came back to Channel 10, I watched all of it.
Okay.
So I've been very into it for a while now.
Well, good for you.
Well, I'm so sorry. No, I would say Survivor over Love Island, but give me another season of Love Island. But yeah, I love it.
Oh, that click's got to go. Okay, thanks for joining us today. It was a little bit of a hodgepodge of what's happening in Australian reality TV news. We're going to get that prize out to you, Isabel. Toot sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess keep listening. Keep letting us know what you're into. If you want us to revisit
something that haven't spoken about in a while, we'll go there. We'll go anywhere.
And if we put up a picture of ourselves soon,
mm-hmm.
please.
You know we've been drinking.
You know we've been drinking. And if we don't put up a picture of ourselves, you know we haven't been drinking and there's something really wrong, so send help.
Yeah, send
send emergency vehicles immediately.
Please.
Guys, follow us on all of the platforms that you can follow us on.
Which is just Instagram.
Yep, so just Instagram. I mean, give our personal accounts a follow as well. Lisa K. Ham.
Daniel Morrison with two A's. God, it's annoying. I need to change it.
It's so annoying. Do better.
Yeah.
I do love you, Daniel, and I'm in love with you, everyone else.
I'm in love with you, everyone else as well. Bye.
Bye.